You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera. A good first hour talking to Coach Dave Thomas, coming back to Arizona to coach. And talking to Lacey Neimeyer-John about an award she was at and was part of on Monday, just empowering women, girls, and coaches and things like that. It's always good to see that the good news out of sports happening. And if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, in the Milwaukee Raptors game, comma, however you wanted me to say that. Milwaukee's winning 32-22 to begin the second quarter. I think that's a given that Milwaukee will win this. In fact,
it's 32-22 at the start of the second quarter.
Correct.
You're scoring a lot of points in that game.
Yeah. Well, at least Milwaukee is.
Yeah. Somebody doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. In about 4 or 5 minutes, we're going to talk to Tamara Statman, the utility player for the U of A. And she had a big role in winning or helping Arizona win over the weekend, and talked to her briefly about maybe even she wants a career in radio. See what maybe she can come in the show every now and again. And
we should have invited her to the studio, but I guess she's probably involved with other stuff. So
yeah, they have a big press conference here today at 6:30, 6:10, because I think Ole Miss went at 3:10. They had a press conference at 3:10. U of A now goes at 6:10, right before or after their practice. I'm not sure when they're practicing. So we'll see. And see about what's going on with her and the rest of the team, because we talked to them. What's today? We talked to them Monday, Tuesday, something like that. I wrote my Reyna Carranco story. If you haven't read it, go to allsportstucson.com. I called her Miss Teflon. She'd been hit, 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, in the hand and the thumb, and had broken hand and broken thumb, and she's already back. And that happens to me.
Well, at least as a pinch hitter.
Yeah, no, she'll probably be on the field.
You think she'll be on the field?
She wants to be. Kendrea wasn't sure. But if that happens to me, I'm out for, months. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You know, good to be 18, 19 years old.
I had a bad sprained ankle one time, and they put a darn cast on. I hated that.
Yeah, yeah. Good to be young again. Me, get it now. Heck, I'm out. I'm on my DL, and I'm taking Social Security because I'm hurting so much. But more power to them. So we'll talk to her in about 3 or 4 minutes. They have a big game with Ole Miss beginning tomorrow night, and then they win their game. Two is obviously Saturday afternoon. If there's an game, I think they play on Sunday. So. If you're hoping to get to that. I don't think there's a score for baseball just yet. I think they play tonight. I'll have to check that for everybody after we talk to Statman.
They're up in Pullman?
They're up in Pullman. There's still a lot of hope that they get an invite to the NCAA tournament. If they sweep here, they've been playing very well. And I guess somebody posted on the internet, you know, the internet thing that they have.
Yes, sir.
How people,
the thing you keep referring to, the tweets and stuff.
The tweets and stuff, yeah. Saying that because a lot of other teams are losing, that Arizona might be able to sneak into the system, into the tournament. God, I think that's very difficult. I think that's just thinking optimistically from Arizona fans, because they didn't have a great first half of the season, and then they just kind of finally caught fire here at the end.
Well, let them be optimistic. Let's be optimistic.
Oh, you don't know who I am, do you?
Mr. Pessimistic?
Mr. Pessimistic, you do know who I am.
And you don't like any ideas that I come up with. So.
No, it's funny. It's because yours are almost impossible. You know, you want me to be 6'5" and good looking. That ship sailed a long time ago there.
Well, you'd have to change your name to do that.
That ain't happening, 6'5" and good looking. Yeah, you're asking me to get a hold of the president. Yeah, get him on. See what he says. Steve Kerr, all these guys. Okay, sure. Let me just go with my. And I have numbers like that, but it ain't happening.
All right.
At least not anytime soon. So why don't we go ahead and give her a buzz and see what she's up to, see if she's ready for us, because there's a press conference that's going to start there in about a minute or two. And I'm trying to get up some stats here on her and things like that. And we'll see what happens with Ms. Statman. Let me see any scores here still. It's 34-27, so Raptors have made just a small headway into the game. I would be surprised if Toronto wins tonight. I don't think that's going to happen. But here we go, probably pretty soon here. And if you, oh, you know what I need to do too? After we get off the phone, or she get off the Stammen, we still need to get rid of two tickets for the Sugar Skulls game on Saturday. If you want to call two tickets to the Sugar Skulls game, 6 o'clock, courtesy of Brenda Baca and the Arizona Housing Solutions Monday afternoon quarterback. She sponsors that show, and they provide tickets for the show. And we still have two tickets left. We gave two tickets away earlier this week. Now we still have two more remaining for their big game with the Arizona Rattlers here coming up soon. We're still on alone. I don't know what the hell Tom does. Does he kind of talk him to death and then he gets me on the phone with him? We'll see. Here we go. I think we're ready. Sorry for this dead noise, but Tamara, are you there?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. I wish more people did. Okay, congratulations on the team getting to this point.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me just kind of side note this. I understand that you have, what are you getting your degree in?
So I'm getting, my degree is in political science with minors in sports management and communication.
Oh, very, very cool. What do you hope to do when you grow up?
Well, there's a lot going on, but right now I'm getting into radio, and my goal is to really just be the morning drive, whether it's for politics, sports, or other stuff.
Are you, well, that's why I heard that maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think you were on with Damien Alameda just not too long ago on Facebook, I think it was.
Yeah.
And you had talked about that?
Yeah, I did. And it was when I was looking for a job.
And so what happened?
I got one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
To do what?
I'll be working with Wildcat 1290, learning how to board op, which I'm super excited about.
Yes, yes. In fact, they were looking. You see how life is about timing? The guy left, and now you're going to join.
Right, and it's funny because I knew the guy who left.
Oh, yeah, Ben?
Yeah, Ben's great.
Yeah, no, that's cool. In fact, I was going to have you, if you weren't going to do anything and if you were going to stay in town, I wanted you to kind of maybe come in and do some co-hosting for me. But, hey, you won at 1290 with the guys. You'll have a good time.
Yeah, I'm really excited. They said they let me talk, and I heard them talking about politics a little bit. And I was like, wow, we're going to have so much fun because we're just going to go off of each other and bounce ideas off each other. It's going to be so great.
Good luck. Have fun. And don't be nice. You don't have to be nice to Kevin. So, you know, I don't know which aisle you're on, but he's pretty much on the right side.
Yeah, so me too. So it'll be fun.
Oh, okay. So no arguing. That'll be okay. That doesn't make for good radio, but you'll have fun.
Oh, well, I'm technically Gen Z, so we still probably have some differing views, but...
Okay, good. It'll be fun for you. Congratulations. It's not easy into the business, and once you get your foot in the door, you'll be fine.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Now back to... Not to the task at hand. How excited was the group? You guys have been playing very well lately. What do you attribute it to?
I really attribute it to our coaches, to our coaching staff and our team chemistry. Our coaching staff does a fantastic job at preparing us for what we're doing. We have Ray Camacho, who throws batting practice every day, I swear. He throws hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pitches every day, and his arm hasn't fallen off yet. And I think he does a fantastic job at really preparing our hitters to face the pitchers that we're going to face.
Yeah, no question. That's a long task. Did you see early that this was possible? Like, maybe at what point did you see that, hey, this group has a chance to get to the to this point?
I think every year we have a chance, and as long as you put on the uniform, you have a chance. But this year, the team chemistry is just so fantastic. Like, I don't think I've been on a team thus far that has had this good of team chemistry, especially this late in the year.
Right. Well, you were part of the team 2 years ago, weren't you, when they lost to Baylor?
Yes.
What's the difference?
I think the difference is that team, we had a lot of, like, raw talent. We had a lot of raw talent. We had very, very talented girls. And this year, we know that we have to work extra, extra hard to get where we want to go.
Yes.
And girls are still putting into it. So it's really good.
How has that game or that series and maybe even the season helped to this point? Because you were on the verge of getting to the World Series, and then it all fell apart.
Yeah, that sucked.
To tell you the truth, yes, it did. Yeah.
Yeah. And when after your freshman year, you kind of realize what it really takes to kind of get to that championship caliber of a team and what it takes to actually get past the different stages of the off season. But when you're a freshman, you don't really know what you're standing up to. And we were on the road my freshman year. We went to Tennessee and then we went to Auburn. And you go throughout the entire year, you're just practicing and you're playing games, and you don't realize how big of a grind it is. And it's a huge grind.
Sure, sure. And part of the reason why you probably came to Arizona and wanted to play for them was for those moments, those big moments.
Yeah, of course. Luckily, you can go anywhere in the country nowadays and kind of just play at such a high level. But Arizona, oh my gosh, we're playing at one of the highest levels. Like the Pac-12 has incredible competition, and to play, and because I have that Pac-12 championship from 2017, we made a kick butt run at it this year. But I have so many memories coming from this program that no one could ever take away from me.
Right. No, no question. In fact, one of those big memories was just last week or so when you had that big hit. How was that for you and maybe just the team in terms of getting them revitalized or revitalized?
Yeah, so I was called up as a pinch hitter. And when you're not playing in the game, when you're not designated hitting or just playing in the game, because I pretty much just DH mm-hmm. or pinch hit, you really have to stay in the game the whole game because you never know when you're going to get called. You really never know. And Hillary had a feeling that it was going to be me. And she's like, come on, T, like, you got it. And then he called me. And Alyssa always comes up to me. She's so funny. She's like, T, like, you've done this before. Like, you got this. Because we did play Auburn. It's kind of a revenge match because we played Auburn my freshman year and we lost to them in our super.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, the SEC, nope. but going into moments like that, I've been here for 4 years, and I was fairly calm. Like, I had my left arm shaking a little bit, but you got to keep the butterflies in formation. And it really felt like a normal at bat. I really didn't even notice. I didn't really process that there was two outs and until after the fact, because I feel like I would have been a little bit more freaked out if I was like, oh, I could be the last out of the inning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was just going up there just trying to make contact with the ball and make something happen.
Right.
Because I know my swing. I'm probably not going to be hitting a home run. And my goal and what coach kind of, I know his expectations for me are singles or base hits. And he had the trust in me that I would be able to do something like that. And for me, I love hitting the ball up the middle. And I was able to do that. But it was nice that I was calm and that I was forcing this pitcher into a count that is uncomfortable, especially when you have the winning runs on.
Right. Right. You've must really embraced your role through your career because you do it so well. And in today's world, everybody wants to play a lot and they want to do this and do that. But if people find their roles, their niche, they really have a good time.
Well, of course you always want to play. That's pretty much the name of the game. But you kind of grow into these roles. And for me, I really like the role of pinch hitting. And basically, DHing and pinch hitting is essentially the same thing. You just, you see a lot more pitches when you're pinch hitting. They're just not your at-bat.
Right, right, right.
So,
right. So was that one of the bigger moments, if not the biggest moment for you?
Yeah, I think that probably makes it the number one moment would be the walk-off at Tennessee my freshman year.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So that's kind of up there with that because, yeah, that one's just up there. There's another funny one I just remember of coach. I was running at second base in like a international tiebreaker, and coach is like waving me home, and he's like basically beats me at home plate. He's like, I'm never calling you slow again, but I almost beat you to home plate.
What'd you say? I scored, coach. I scored. Don't worry about it.
I scored.
So when you look back, and you have a lot of games left, hopefully for you guys, when you look back at your career, what do you think you're going to think or say?
Can you rephrase that?
I could rephrase. Okay, once you're 27 years old, and you tell your friends and you're out and you said, T, what kind of career did you have? And you would respond, what way? Oh, how was your experience at U of A?
It was great overall, like just in a holistic way, through the academics, through our CATS life skills, community service, like all that, and athletics. I had a pretty fun time here at the U of A, and I got a lot out of it and a lot of, like, life experience out of it, which was awesome, which a lot of people don't take advantage of in
college
athletics.
No question. Yeah. In fact, isn't that what college is all about? Growing up, kind of getting the experience, having fun, learning in the process, maybe doing your own laundry for the first time.
Yeah, because for me, I wanted to try things that my parents wouldn't let me do when I was in high school. And those aren't bad things. It's just like, it's like I started doing West Coast swing dancing because I wasn't, not that I wasn't allowed to dance, but like I was focusing on other things when I was in high school. So kind of exploring other things that I'm interested in was a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And luckily enough, we have our life skills department, that we have the Wildcat Way Certificate of Excellence and Certificate of Distinction. So it's like 50 hours of community service plus 3 activities in 5 different pillars. And that really kind of helped me really strive towards things, but I was already doing that stuff anyway.
Right. Well, you've taken full advantage of the college experience, which every college student should.
Yeah. It's great. You don't really have a whole lot of responsibility except of when to be places. Mm-hmm. And there's so much more time than people really think that we have. We have a lot of time. Right. Unless you're in some crazy majors where you're actually like studying all of the time.
Right.
All of your extra time.
Yeah, my son was a political science major, so I know exactly what you're talking about. You crazy thinkers, you.
Yeah, it's a lot of writing and research.
Right. No, but a lot of fun. Well, because you get to do what you want to do.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I've just taken so many different random classes where it's actually interesting what you're learning. And I think when things are really interesting, you actually pay attention in them and actually learn.
Right. Another reason why they have college. Yes. Let me ask you real quick. You played Washington. You were on a roll doing very well. And then you lose 3 straight. What was the mindset that everything would be okay? Or what was it?
You pretty much have to take from that is just a learning experience. At that point, you're like, okay, we lost 3 games. Like they clearly shut us out. So what you have to take from that is like, yes, they're a good team, but it's already happened. It's done. You have to move on from
it. Right. And you guys did. And then you guys proved you were capable of being UCLA.
Yes. That was awesome.
Yeah. No question.
There's nothing better. Okay. This is horrible to say, but there's nothing better than beating a team on their senior day.
Oh, no, I get it. You're a competitor, all right. You're a competitor.
Yes, and it also was one of the games that also determined the Pac-12 championship, so they also didn't really get to celebrate that either.
Right. You're a cruel, cruel lady, T. What other sports do you play that you're halfway decent at?
I golf.
Uh-huh.
So I golf. I have... my club's down, but I'm going to bring them back down after summer. So if anyone wants to play golf with me, I'm always game.
You're available.
I'm available to play golf.
Yeah,
and yeah, growing up, I did taekwondo.
Wow. So you are athletic. What's your natural position on the field?
On the field? Well... in high school, I was a pitcher, actually.
Oh, really?
And
so were you on the field, first base, second base, shortstop?
I dabbled in like second base, first base, third base, but all the time I'd get pulled from those positions to pitch.
Okay.
So I would like train at all these positions, but no, when I got to college, I pretty much do pitchers fielding practice and then hitting, and then I run the bases all the time for our fielders.
Right, right. Okay. Okay. Well, good luck this weekend. Maybe you'll be a clutch again against Ole Miss here, and your name will be called to be Mrs. Clutch or Miss Clutch. I appreciate it. And good luck to you at the next stop at the radio show. That'd be great for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. Too bad they got you before me. You can come into the studio and be a co-host, but you'll have fun with them, with Mike and Kevin.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Great. Good luck to you. Thank you. And that was T. Statman from the U of A women's or U of A softball team. Good luck to them and her. Maybe she'll get called up to have a clutch hit this weekend as they play Ole Miss. The first game tomorrow, I think it's at 6 o'clock. I think it's going to be a standing room only crowd because the media has kind of been limited to one spot for each media outlet. So they need every space they can get. Tom, let's take a quick break here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera. I don't think that Miss Statman is lacking in personality.
No, she was a good interview.
Very good, very good speaker, very bubbly, very very forthright, smart, you can tell. Probably very, very eclectic in her views. Yeah, the other guys will have a good time learning from her and them, her learning from them, or you know what I mean? Them learning from her and her learning from them. That's right.
It's a two-way street.
It's a two-way street, yes, yes. And not a suicide lane. I'm sure you remember those things in town.
Oh, yeah. Well, they still have them in some places.
Not in town? Do they?
Well, I know of a couple of places.
Where?
On Prince Road, for example.
I didn't know that. Where? On Prince Road, they have suicide lanes?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And also Ruthroff.
Ruthroff.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
Where?
Now, Miami, what you consider to be a suicide lane or what I think is a suicide lane, that you're talking about that center lane is supposed to be where you can pull into if you're waiting for a way to get across, if you're trying to make a left-hand turn, but you're in the middle of the block.
No, suicide lanes to me are the ones where you can actually travel distance, long distance, traveling one way, like from...
Oh, when cities used to have take six lanes and then in the morning they would have
one direction,
four lanes going one direction and two in the other.
Yeah,
and
yeah, they had that here. They had that here. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
And then
okay.
I think they did away with them after
right.
a while. Yeah, yeah.
I like your description better than mine.
Yeah, yeah. The suicide lanes. They were crazy. When I first got here, I said, what the heck are these things? Luckily, they're gone now.
Yes.
Yeah, especially with the snowbirds because they don't know what's going on here. No, they're still here. Snowbirds. Hey, so let me give you an updated score. Here, the Milwaukee Bucks, 49. The Raptors, 46. What does it matter? Right now, in the...
Because it's not the fourth quarter.
Second quarter means nothing.
Are they still in the second quarter? In
20 seconds left, yes.
And the score is?
49-46, Milwaukee. I still think Milwaukee will win it in six. The playoffs, the NBA playoffs finals start in Thursday, a week from tonight. And they go till next December.
I was going to say, the rate they're going, they're going to be playing into June anyway.
Yeah, yeah. They played most in time. I told you, I 97, 98, I think it was, I was covering the Bulls back when Steve Kerr was there. I didn't get home till Father's Day. It was like June 15th. Long time on the road. Just what it was. And what's today? May 23rd. So it won't be done till like the first, second week of June. You know, a lot of breaks in between, a lot of traveling, a lot of stories to be written.
I know you don't care, but the Stanley Cup playoffs in the NHL will probably go into early June as well.
What are you talking about? Stanley Cup, what is that?
Oh, that's right. I said, I forget now.
You're correct, though. I don't, because I'm not a hockey guy.
Never mind.
Yeah, this is a sports show, right? Sorry.
Oh.
Hey, anybody wants to call in?
I'd like to see you go into a bar
I can't
with a bunch of hockey players after a game and say something like that.
Dude, let me tell you. No. I know. I shouldn't have said that. But I can't even stand up on regular floors, much less ice.
Skates. They're called skates.
No, Steve. On ice with my shoes.
Oh,
no.
Well, no.
Skates.
Oh.
That's a
Yeah, let's get you out on the ice and patent leather shoes and see if you can stand up.
That ain't happening, because it's like me swimming. Like I was telling Lacey, it ain't happening. I don't do that. Hey, anybody wants to call in, please do. 790-2040. We can talk sports gibberish if you'd like. An NBA playoffs.
790-2040.
Yes, yes. I've got a couple calls out to a couple of people to see what's going on with them. They can call in. Sugar Skulls this weekend, Saturday, 6 o'clock. We got rid of the tickets, so we're good, right? We got four tickets.
Bob won them.
Yes, so we got tickets there. Softball tomorrow beginning at 6. I think it's going to be on ESPNU.
It actually is going to be on one of their channels that you can watch.
Yes, don't feel.
Yay!
To me, that's kind of silly. You fans, you UA fans, feel like you're slighted. Like last week, they weren't on the show at all. They weren't on ESPN.
You had to go to their you had to go to the ESPN app and watch it on a computer.
Well, they don't show a UA play enough. All right, just go to the game then.
What that tells you is how ESPN regards maybe not just Arizona, but Pac-12 teams.
They had the other teams on.
Thank you, Steve.
They had the other teams on. Enough of the woe is me, Arizona. Come on, just play and win. Play and win. It's like people talking about being trampled on or, you know, having being on the way in the team.
I take a different tack. I think that ESPN is saying, oh, no, Arizona's back. Oh, no.
Oh,
geez. We don't want to have Arizona. No, no. They could beat everybody. They could beat all these SEC teams. Oh, no. Oh, no. We have all of this stuff going between us and the SEC conference. And no, no, no. Let's ignore Arizona. Maybe they'll go away.
You know, I'm going to charge you like $60 an hour for your therapy session. Lay down on this couch and then you can say, oh, man.
Well, you were expressing what you thought it was. That's my opinion.
Yes, again, that $60, I'll send it to your insurance, see what it pays, and then you can, you know, pay me the difference. Holy moly. Yeah, woe is me. I'm Arizona.
That and $60 won't get you to the fourth
quarter.
You know,
Tom, that song you're playing right now, that song is not about you. I'm glad you got
Carly
that.
Carly Simon?
Yes, the song is not about you, Tom.
Okay, Carly.
So if you'd like to call, please call in 790-2040. You could tell me I'm full of it, but that's what I believe, and we'll see what happens. I just got a text from somebody who's going to be on the show next week, and I can't respond to them right now. So I'm just trying to get guests. See, what did I tell you? The hardest thing to do on this show is get guests to come on the show, because most of the guys I talk to now are not in Tucson. They're kind of like either L.A. or they're in the East somewhere. And tough to find because it's later, obviously, at night right now. It's, almost 10 o'clock back in the East Coast. We talked about golf yesterday, how close it was, and they didn't show up. I know that, Greg, we talked about it and how cool it would have been to go back-to-back to win the title, and how difficult that is because it's unbelievable to win one, but to win back-to-back is almost unheard of these days.
Well, Steve, they won the title last season.
Yes.
And they got to the final four round.
Yes.
Which is very difficult in itself.
Yes.
They had to beat teams like USC and to do that, so.
Yes, and hold on, let me get a call here. Yeah, and your point?
The point is that they did really well, just
same. No question.
And they've got that to build on for next season.
Tom, just to be nominated, I'm happy.
I know. There's no fourth quarter in golf, though.
There's no fourth quarter in golf. And they had it. They had it theirs to win against Duke in the final, but they missed out. But, you know, that's how it happens. And the year before, a lot of magic happened. This year, the magic happened until it didn't. Until it didn't.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we are back to karma.
Not so much karma.
Well,
no.
What are you saying? Magic happened?
Magic happened. Yeah, you have to have, you got to be good, lucky. If you want to use the word karma.
You got to rub the belly of the Buddha
to
get the karma going for you?
No. Karma, I've never had karma. I'm in karma right now. This is my jail karma.
Okay. Well, if you can pull a rabbit out of the hat, they'll call that magic.
Yes, yeah. I try to do that every so often, but the rabbit is dead. It's never alive when I pull it out. So,
well, maybe you should pull him out more often.
No, I should be
and
a better,
feed him.
That's true. On my salary, I don't think so. It's either me or the rabbit.
Okay. Maybe I can get you a corn dog to give to the rabbit.
Oh, yeah, that'll work. Yeah, yeah. Next series when Milwaukee plays Golden State.
We'll see.
Yeah, you ain't betting me. You're just, you have to open that wallet.
I'm not a better. Anytime I've ever tried the lottery or anything like that, nothing.
Most
nil.
People who play the lottery don't win, Tom.
Yet. I get nothing.
You get thunder and lightning.
Not even that.
No. Okay. Hey, let's take a break here because we're reached into the sports gibberish section of this show. And we'll come back for our final segment here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera. I was wondering about that song. Where did you hide that one? I hadn't heard that in a while.
This one?
Yeah.
It's in the mix?
Yeah, it's in the mix. It's one of the ones I picked early on. It reminds me of my childhood days.
Maybe we're getting back to the beginning.
Yeah, oh, you're probably right. No, I won't hear it for another 2 months. That's okay. That's okay. Hey, you know what happens when you're really, really good at something in sports, Tom?
You get paid well.
You get paid well. And also, you get kicked out of your own league. Did you hear what happened with the Division III team, a football team in Minnesota? They were so good. It was St. Thomas. I think these are St. Thomas. Division III team out of the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. They were so good, the conference kicked them out.
They had to move up to what? Division II?
They're going to end the conference, being part of the conference in 2020, and we'll have to see where they end up after the spring.
Why wouldn't they have
2021, I should say.
Why wouldn't they have aspired to be a Division II team?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they liked winning all the time.
Well, I'm not too sure, but probably because of attendance and things like that. But that just happened the last couple of days that they kicked them out for doing so well.
Can a conference do that?
They just did. Officer, I was just driving 57 miles per hour, and the speed limit is only 55. Can you do that? Sir, here's your ticket.
So they're just going to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
We don't know where you're going, and we don't care.
Yeah, see that door there, Tom?
Yeah.
Don't let it hit you in the
on the way out.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, can they do that? Officer, I didn't really mean to speed.
Well... Division III. Okay, what sport was it?
Football. Apparently, they've gone 357 and 96 throughout the years. No. They've all St. Thomas outscored conference opponents 357 to 96, an average of 45-12.
When was the last time they lost a game?
I'm not too sure, but they beat a team here in 2017, 97-0. Yeah. So we've had enough of you. See the door? Don't let it hit you. That's what you get for being good. That's sad.
And they're located in Michigan, did you say?
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota.
St. Thomas University, apparently. Division III.
They must have a lot of farm boys on that team.
Big boys. How
big
you doing?
Boys.
It's something that Arizona is trying to get every day in recruiting. In fact, someone texted me earlier today that they were going after or received a commitment from somebody or going after the two-star guy. I'm not too sure where from. And he said to me, what are they doing? They're going after a two-star guy. And I'm thinking they need bodies. They need bodies because Arizona is not kind of it's supposedly a three-star or above. And rarely do they get a five-star. Rarely. It's more of a three-star, four-star. And if you're a two-star, you got to be really good, and it's not likely you'll play, especially at this level. Two stars are more like New Mexico or San Diego State or somewhere like that, and not here. But that's what Arizona is, resorting to.
What I've seen lately is they're going after mostly defensive players and D linemen.
Right.
Lately, I've seen a couple of cornerbacks that they're going after. So they seem to be focusing on defense, what I think is a good idea myself.
Sure. And next year, they'll see what happens. Did you also see that the Suns, one of the Suns players, Rashawn Holmes, was arrested for misdemeanor possession of marijuana in Miami just recently? That's been going on a lot of trouble in Miami with players recently, or at least in Florida. I saw that Josh Jackson, who plays for the Suns, had also been detained in South Florida not too long ago when he was denied, or he didn't want to leave a music festival back in the day. I think maybe it was like 2-3 weeks ago, without a pass. Don't you know who I am? That's probably what he said, or may have said. You know, these athletes make a lot of money. Oh, we got a call. Thank you, whoever the caller is. Thank you very much for calling in. Oh, it happens to be Pancho.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Pancho, how are you?
I'm good. I just thought I'd come and mop up. I got mop-up duty, I guess.
We're down
by 5 runs, and they put Pancho in.
That's nice. I hope you have some arm left.
Not much. Definitely not much. So,
yes.
So I'm excited. I'm actually I will be at game 2 tomorrow at Hillenbrand. I have 2 tickets, and I've never been to an Arizona softball game in my life, and I am really excited. I hope to goodness they can get up 1-0, and then I can be there for the second game and watch them celebrate on the field.
Are they playing tonight?
No. You're saying you have tickets for game 2?
Saturday. That is correct.
Oh, Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, Saturday, game 2. So who's going with you? Who's the lucky person?
Well, it's probably going to be Gordo, we get to meet some friends first, and we're real excited about it. So I just can't wait to see that place. You've seen a game there, correct?
No, I have not seen a game this year there, but I've been to the stadium a few times.
Now, what's with your press credentials? I hate to bring up the whole "do you have a ticket or not" thing again, which was hilarious, by the way. But are you assigning yourself the duty of covering one of those games?
No. In fact, Javier Morales, or I think, is going tomorrow, and then Anthony Gimeno on Saturday.
And Moreno's doing what?
Moreno's going for his own website.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. I'm the only one not going, not named Gordo.
Yeah. Tomorrow, the game starts at
6. Yes.
And your show starts at 5. So from 5 to 6, you'll get like 5 listeners, and then from 6 to 7, you'll have nobody. They'll all be watching the game.
Yeah, especially. What do you mean? 5 or 6 are my listeners.
I wish there was a way to find out. I'd really like to know.
I think they're doing that right now. The Nelsons or Nielsens or whoever they are will be calling me to tell me, Mr. Rivera,
It'll either be Ozzy or Harriet will be calling.
And there's the 2 listeners who will say, "Sorry, Mr. Rivera, you've been pulled because of Pancho. He's your one guy." You and Scott.
You got Scott. Scott got the night off yesterday, I believe, so he could call in. And he called. Oh gosh! As soon as you said Scott, and then the first thing he said was, you know, boo Arizona basketball. You know, he's like, oh, they flame out this and flame out that. It's like that guy has never anything good to say about Arizona basketball until after he totally disparages them with his first comment.
It's called building somebody down, or tearing somebody down and then building somebody up. you've been a coach. I'm sure you've used that method a few times.
Well, that was the whole Dick Tomey approach, right? We talked about that. But I don't know. I think he's just a little too harsh. You know, it's kind of like, wow, turn the page a little. But whatever. There's guys out there that don't like Miller, and they don't like any coaches. And, you know, when it doesn't go their way, I guess. I don't know. I can't understand why that guy continues to just beat that drum about anti-Sean Miller. But whatever. You say 75-25, right? I bet you that's increased now. It's got to be 90-10 now.
Four, you mean? Four? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume, I don't know that to be true, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it was. Yeah. Yeah. Given what's happened over the last 2-3 weeks, what people don't understand is this trial that just passed had nothing to do with about him. His name came up a number of times, obviously, and so was Books. But we'll know more when the NCAA comes calling, and then we'll see what the percentage is after that.
Yeah, I know you have to be a little more objective, so I'll address Tom on this. But doesn't this whole thing, Tom, starting with the FBI and the agents themselves that were assigned to this investigation, First of all, isn't the FBI supposed to be investigating things like firearms and explosives and conspiracies to commit murder, and not whether or not an 18-year-old kid is going to be represented by Adidas after he goes to Kansas, or if he's going to be represented by Nike after he goes to Kansas?
That's a good point. A good point, Pancho. Yeah, why did they get involved in the first place? I'm sure the FBI didn't just sit around one day in an office and say, you know what we ought to do? We ought to investigate the University of Arizona and LSU and USC and what's going on over there. No, somebody must have brought them into the picture.
There was no question that was the case. Somebody tipped them off. Someone got involved with something. They said, hey, I got something even bigger for you to pay attention to.
Well, I have a guess where it all began. And Steve, you already mentioned it, but there's probably no, the AAU circuit, of course, but the culminating event in place, and I can tell you stories about Las Vegas and basketball as well with the Officials Association that I was involved with out here in San Diego, and the coveted assignments that they received for those Las Vegas tournaments, that they could do 5 and 6 games a day and make $60 a game, you know? And so there was all kinds of cash flying around that place. And so these guys are trying to work a deal. And in Vegas, you can only imagine the genesis of this thing. And then some guys got sucked in, and somebody said something to somebody, and an FBI agent said, hey, what do I know? But it appears that they didn't put their ace investigators on this because they blew the whistle too soon. ESPN blew their cover, and then they have no case now. They really don't. I don't know if Book's going to do time. Do you think Book's going to do time for this?
God, I do not know. I do not know. I would even be silly for me to even guess at it. I don't know.
You know what I wonder? How much of a lot of this supposed money from Nike and Adidas and people like that may have been part of the genesis of this, as somebody wanting to bring this to the attention of the FBI, thinking that there was something there for them to investigate. A lot of money, but where is it coming from and who's it going to? Maybe that was what they were trying to find out.
Well, and this is me being as honest as I can be, knowing what I know. This has gone on for a number of years, obviously, number of years, probably when I was a teenager. And we've kind of also known this. It's kind of like a backstreet knowing. And why now? That's the whole thing. Why now? And Arizona just happened to be kind of like, hey, you're jaywalking over there. Let's get him. Let's get them, and we just saw it, so you're part of it now. And not just Arizona, a number of schools, and it's just kind of dumb luck that Arizona happened to be involved. That's just my opinion, because it's like I was talking with the ticket. You know, you're driving 65. Well, officer, I was going 67. Well, you know that the speed limit is 65, and, you know, we still got to give you a ticket, and you're part of this mess, and, you know, here we go.
Well, it appears maybe that Sean, you know, the whole institutional control argument that you've mentioned, and Scott brought it up again yesterday, if it happened while you're in charge, then obviously you don't have control of the situation, and you're not the quality administrator, and you're not following compliance issues. And, yeah, I don't know that I totally agree with that.
Well, let me say this. If you say that, and if that's the least thing that he has to worry about, it's fantastic for Arizona.
Well, yeah. I mean, and it's unfortunate. They had a great friendship, I'm assuming. They had a relationship professionally and athletically in pursuit of victory and dominance together. I mean, they sweat and they toiled and they worked together and they were committed to the same thing for years. And then this thing happens. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Sean didn't get convinced by Book that this was a good thing. I don't believe. I believe. Again, what do I know? Supposition, totally, assumptions that mean nothing. But maybe Book had some reason. It was tantalizing. It was enticing. And he just didn't resist the temptation for some cash. And it doesn't seem that it got along too far down the line before, like I said, they may have blown the whistle a little too soon. And it could have gotten worse if they'd have gotten away with it for longer, obviously.
Well, and as far as Book is concerned, he's competing, trying to recruit these players with Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, Alabama, some of these other teams,
but,
USC.
I apologize for interrupting you, but please allow me to. But they weren't paying these kids to come to the schools. That's the thing. They were paying these kids to work with their endorsement deal for a corporation. It was different. And then they circumvented that whole thing by saying subtly, yeah, but you got to go play at Arizona. Arizona wasn't paying them.
Right.
The agent who wants to represent them, or the company, the corporation, Nike/Adidas, whatever, Puma, they were the ones that were footing this bill. Not the Arizona boosters, or the way it used to be. That's the whole, you know, Oklahoma Marcus Dupree with Barry Switzer, that story that we've all seen on 30 for 30.
Bottom line, the other universities were doing something similar, presumably. No sense. We can't retry this thing now.
No. It's I don't know why we're talking about it now. But hey, drive safely. I know I can sense that you're in your car. Are you in town? Are you in town now?
I am. I'm on my way to the hotel right now, and then I'm gonna have dinner and take it easy.
Enjoy your San Diego weather here in Tucson for a couple of days.
And welcome.
Yeah. We'll see you maybe this weekend. Good luck, and thanks for calling in.
You bet. You guys have a great weekend, too.
Thank you. Hey, that concludes today's show, thankfully, here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk.